Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Verses 1 through 21, all of Romans chapter 12. Father, once again, we thank you for the wonderful gift and the powerful gift of your word. Thank you for how that on a daily basis, as we open your word guides us, molds us, counsels us, empowers us, and helps us to walk more and more in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this day and this special day and the day in which we have the privilege of helping to premiere the movie In His Image. Lord, we're believing, Lord, to use the movie to bless many lives. We're believing that many would be saved, encouraged, edified, and transformed as your spirit reaches through the movie to bless your people. We commit this time into your hands. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we have great confidence that you've brought a group of listeners together to hear this message today. And Father, we pray that you will give them ears to hear what you want to say to them, and then the courage to respond to it in a way that brings you much honor and much glory. We're thankful for how this film has come together, and we give you much honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. This morning we're inviting you to join AFA Action for an encouraging event called Living the Gospel During Difficult Times. It's October 29th in Salacauga, Alabama. I hope I pronounced that correctly here. Wesley Wildman, Vice President of Outreach for American Family Association, will be the MC, and he'll moderate the town hall event. Wesley is the grandson of Dr. Don Wildman and the son of Tim Wildman. Our speakers include Abraham Hamilton III, legal counsel for AFA, Walker Wildman, Vice President of Operations, Rob Chambers, Vice President of AFA Action. The date is October 29th, 2020. The time, 6:30 p.m. Again, Purcell Farms in Salacauga, Alabama. For more information and to register, visit afa.net/events. And, of course, today is a very special day, the day in which we're premiering in His image, delighting in God's plan for gender and sexuality. And we're blessed and honored to have in studio with us Buddy Smith, Vice President of the American Family Association, and M.D. Perkins, who is a part of the staff of American Family Studios, as we share about this very special project, In His Image. Buddy and M.D., good to have you all today.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Great to have you. And I'm going to ask, Buddy, if you'll just start us off and just share whatever's on your heart to share as we have the privilege of helping to introduce to the world this powerful and mighty documentary.
Thank you, Joseph, very much. And I think it's Sylacauga, Alabama.
Sylacauga, okay.
Yes, my
thanks for straightening
our
me
son
out there, but
lived there for a while, and that beautiful Purcell Farms and Farm Links, and hope our listeners will get down to that town hall. It'll be a great night, and my, we're at a point that we just need God's people to wake up and vote the right way.
That's right.
Pray over this election. Oh, my goodness. Well, it is a very special day, and I'm just blessed to be gathered around the microphones and with our listeners, especially with you guys. I love and appreciate these men, Joseph and Michael and Rick. All three of these guys really have strengthened my walk with the Lord spiritually. I observe day in and day out their faithfulness to the Lord and their obedience to Him. And so I have to just say that these guys are an inspiration, and I appreciate their friendship. And here at AFA, we'll call it our partnership for the gospel, because that's why we're here and why the Lord has allowed us this opportunity. Joseph, I appreciate the question and the opportunity to share just a little bit. The scripture you read from Philippians to start us off today, I think the King James says, don't be anxious about anything, but it uses the word, but with prayer and petition. I think some translations use the word supplication, and I don't know, that's kind of tripped me up a couple of times. I would read that verse, and I would say prayer and petition or supplication. So what's the difference? And I'm not sure I still understand it, but I think that word petition and supplication indicates a humility. It denotes more of a humble plea for God's help. And I'm just reminded as we premiere the film today how desperate we are, especially in our country, in our culture, and even in the church, for God's help, especially in this realm of human sexuality. And it is just so this issue is just so foundational to everything we are and why we're here. And of course, we know the problem is, while the issue has become very complex, the issue of sexuality, the solution and is really very simple, isn't it? Because it comes back to why we made this film. What if, I think the question is asked, Michael, right at the beginning of the film, what if everyone understood and accepted and experienced what it means to be created in the image of God? And that's a critical question, because we know, according to the Bible, that if we knew that, if we were experiencing that, and if we were living that, we would not be caught up in all of this confusion about how God created us as male and female. So really, Joseph, that's the why of this film. Just that there's a silence, there's a deafening silence, tragically, from the church on this issue, from pastors and leaders. We're trying to break the silence with God's help, because God has spoken on this issue very clearly, and it's in the first chapter of the first book of the Bible. So that's the short answer.
All righty. Thank you so much, buddy, for just sharing your heart as we start today. M.D. Perkins, again, is with us in studio as well, and he's a part of the American Family Studios staff that produced this powerful movie, In His Image. Again, the full title, In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. And Michael, as we begin, specifically, what are the things on your mind and heart that you want to say as we begin our discussion today?
Well, I think Buddy hit on a lot of it. You know, the silence of the church is one of those major points. Mm-hmm. The confusion that good Bible-believing Christians seem to have on this issue because, you know, we're being bombarded with all kinds of questions, all kinds of lies. And, you know, these often aren't questions offered in faith, you know, from real confusion. It's questions that are offered in unbelief and with frustration and kind of hostility toward the gospel message and the reality. You know, it's like the question the serpent asked in the garden, did God really say? That's fundamentally underneath so many of these questions that we sort through in culture, is the question of, did God really say? Is God's word really true? Is God's word really clear? Can we really believe what God said? It seems so simple. It seems so obvious. Maybe it has to be more complex. There has to be all these other historical contingents that we need to know about and other contextualizing things that help us clarify. Well, maybe Paul didn't mean exactly what he said he meant in Romans 1 or in 1 Corinthians 6, 9. Or maybe Leviticus 18 doesn't really talk about things that address us today. It just addresses some things that happened then in ancient Israel's day. And of course, those are lies. Those are lies from the enemy, intended to get us off course, intended to keep people in bondage to sin and to self and to unbelief. And it's a tragedy. So for Christians to waver on this issue is just, we cannot do it. God's word is clear, and we need to stand on that truth.
Amen. Amen. And we are encouraging every single listener to take the time to watch In His Image for free. You can go and watch it, watch the premiere of In His Image. Just go to inhisimage.movie. Again, that's inhisimage.movie. And I would ask this too, but you know, I think of this, that I had the privilege of being a part of the prayer team that has been praying for this powerful tool in the hands of the Lord. We can start now. We can pick up on the other side of the break too. Why did you feel a need? Share with us why you felt a need for us to really have this important part of the process, bringing together people to really pray over this documentary.
Well, I think the bottom line answer to your question is, Joseph, while we know that we can put together all the components and pieces of the film and we can do everything humanly possible to promote it and get the message out, we know that we can't change one heart. We simply do not have the power to do that. However, as Michael just pointed out, God does, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit through His Word that's the message that we want to get out. And so we realize that without God's help and without the power of the Holy Spirit, what we're trying to do here is just not going to register on the kingdom of God scale and the eternity scale, and that's our greatest prayer. We know that there's so many struggling in this issue. They're in bondage. They're in Satan's trap, and the truth of God's word truly sets us free. And so our prayer is that the Lord will just help us get this message to those who need to hear it the most. And we believe the power of prayer gets us there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Father, again, we thank you for this powerful documentary, In His Image, Delighting God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. And thank you for the privilege we have in being able to offer it as a tool to bless and point people to Jesus Christ, anoint the premiere, and anoint every ear and heart listening as they take the time to watch it today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're focusing on the premiere of the movie, In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. We'll be right back.
Sunrise and felt you could not stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
Music of Mandisa, God speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're discussing this very important tool that has been premiered in His Image, the powerful documentary produced by the American Family Studios, a division of the Ministry of the American Family Association. As we begin this segment, of course, we're grateful to have again in studio with us today Buddy Smith, Executive Vice President of the American Family Association, and M.D. Perkins, who's a part of the staff of American Family Studios. As we start, Buddy, if you would take a moment specifically to pray for our listeners and then M.D. immediately following him, that they would really have ears to hear all that God would have them to hear, and they would be moved to do what God would have them to do in response to this film.
Okay, thank you. Let's pray. Gracious, holy God, our Father, we do bow in your presence.
Thank you,
we're so
Jesus.
Thankful for your love and your grace and your truth. And most of all, we're thankful, Lord, that you loved us so much that you sent the Lord Jesus to this earth, who gave his life's blood that we might be forgiven of our sins and we might have a relationship with you, Lord. And thank you for rising from the grave, and thank you for sending us the precious Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to lead us and guide us into the truths of your word. And Lord, we do pray today for our listeners. We're so thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to reach out through these microphones, Lord, to those that we know many of our listeners are those that, Lord, love you so much and have given their hearts and lives to you, but yet are facing some heartaches and struggles. And Lord, we know that this issue of human sexuality has touched all of our families today in some way, with the raging culture war and even some of the push within our churches and theological seminaries to embrace lies that are just so contrary to your design for us. And Lord, we pray today for great discernment for our listeners,
yes,
Lord, as
Jesus.
They dig into your word. And Lord, just forgive us. I know it's been on our watch, Lord, that we've just not taken seriously your commission to live as your disciples and as your people, to walk in the obedience to your word, and then to share with those around us the truths of your word. Lord, forgive us. We've forgotten you. Somehow, as Isaiah pointed out, the creation is somehow trying to tell the Creator how to do it. God, how stupid of us to think we somehow could do
Jesus
that. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to just have open minds today and hearts to what your Spirit and your voice and your word is saying to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Father, I pray for those people who are listening right now who have felt a tinge of conviction within their own soul, and they have a friend or a loved one or someone they've tried to interact with on Facebook or Twitter or some other social media platform, and Lord, your Spirit has been pushing them to say
thank
something.
You,
your Spirit has been convicting them of a need that needs
thank
some
you,
some witness for Christ needs to go forward.
Thank
God,
you,
I pray
Jesus.
That the things that we talk about today, the things that are discussed in the film, would give that
thank
sense
you,
of confidence
Jesus.
And compassion to love the person who's lost and hurting, to love the person who is believing lies. God, even if they don't love us back, Lord, we are called
mm-hmm.
to love them and to reach
thank
out,
yes.
Lord, believing that you will honor that effort of faith, Lord. And Lord, any victory or any return from these interactions is not because any of your people are particularly articulate or brilliant, but Lord, it's because We're acting in faithfulness toward you. So I pray that that confidence would undergird everything that our listeners are thinking and feeling right now. And Lord, I pray that our words would be a strengthening agent to them. And Lord, the things that are mentioned in the movie, that as people watch this, that they would be strengthened and have compassion and conviction for the truth of your word,
yes,
Lord, and for the needs of lost and hurting people all around us, because they need your truth.
Thank you,
Lord, because as has already been prayed today, your truth really does set people free.
Yes.
And Lord, that's an amazing truth that needs to be shouted from the rooftops in,
yes,
our culture, because the narrative of our day is that people do not change.
Mm-hmm.
People are born this way. They are... They cannot change who they are. This, their sexuality is so intertwined with their being that this is how they need to identify forever. But Lord, we know that by the power of your Spirit, and even the Apostle Paul testified that such were some of,
yes,
you, Lord, in 1 Corinthians 6:11. So
yes,
Lord, we pray that you would take that message out to our listeners and beyond,
mm-hmm,
to whoever you deem necessary, God, whoever needs to hear this, take it to them,
yes,
we pray,
Lord,
in Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And to every single listener, you can watch In His Image for free. Just simply go to inhisimage.movie and you can watch it online. And again, the full title is In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. And it is a critical and urgent message designed to equip the church to answer many of the culturally controversial questions about gender and sexuality from a biblical point of view. And In His Image is a feature-length documentary that presents much-needed truth with compassion, clarity, through powerful personal testimonies, powerful and careful Bible teaching and scientific evidence. MD, I wanted to ask if you'll share with our listeners, if someone's listening and they're thinking to themselves, well, I want to watch it, and I want to send it to a lot of my family members and to my friends and fellow church members, tell them how that works, how they can do that.
So on inhisimage.movie, which is the website for the film, of course, the film itself is playing. All you got to do is put in an email address. You can watch it for free. And we plan on this being a perpetual thing, that you'll be able to watch this pretty much indefinitely through this web platform. And so you can watch it right there, and you can send that link to friends. You can post it on your social media page. You can get people involved that way. If somebody is like, I don't have a computer, I need a DVD or some physical copy, you have the opportunity on that same page to give a donation to the ministry and receive a DVD copy, which the DVDs will actually have some extended extra material that we weren't able to fit into the hour and 40-minute documentary. So a couple great ways for people to interact. Watch it on inhisimage.movie. If you want a DVD, give a gift to the ministry, and we'll be shipping out those DVDs here hopefully in the next few weeks. Those will start shipping out.
Okay. And, MD, you know, like there may be some persons who are listening who might be saying, well, everything MD just said sounds like Chinese to me because I don't know anything about computers. If they just want to call us to ask questions, they can do that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And, of course, you can call the American Family Association at 1-662-844-5036 if you have any questions, because our hope is that every single listener will have the opportunity to go and watch it. And we're looking for, not only do we want you to watch it, but we do want you to forward it and share it with any and everyone you can as well. So buddy, any other specific thoughts or encouragements you'd like to share with people about them, again, doing their part to help kind of distribute the use of the movie?
Well, we do count on our listeners and supporters to be ambassadors, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be ambassadors for AFA and AFR. You're the closest link that we have to those out there that need this message most. And so we hope you will give it some serious thought to sharing this with your friends and your family. It's not really suitable for young children. However, sadly, this particular agenda, this homosexual agenda and transgender agenda, LGBTQ agenda, is targeting our children. And
that's
so
right.
Mm-hmm. It certainly, parents should make that choice. You should watch it first, and maybe your your teenagers, I'm sure, are probably at a point that they would clearly understand all of these issues because they've been bombarded with them. Even from the drag queen story hours in the libraries to public schools and their sex education, teaching some of this very, very, these dangerous lies of the homosexual agenda. So, yeah, we're, you know, we can make films and tell you that they're ready like we are today. Go and watch it. But as importantly is that next step of sharing it with your family and your friends. And granted, be prepared. You'll be persecuted for sharing it. And the Bible makes that very clear that all who live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So when we're sharing even precious truths like we find here in this film, just be ready because there will be those who will oppose it because it is God's truth. But I think, as has already been pointed out today, don't be too surprised about that. Just pray more fervently for that person that they wouldn't rebel and fight against God's truth, but somehow the Holy Spirit would take those truths and penetrate whatever it is the enemy is trying to keep them from, something good and great, and break through and be set free. That's our prayer.
That's right. That's right. And we'd encourage every listener, you know, for family members or friends you want to watch, just encourage them. Well, just watch it for yourself and you evaluate it, you know.
That's right.
And I think of this, that, you know, like every church in America is filled with hurting people that ask some of these kind of tough questions, like, can you be gay and be a Christian? Or what if someone genuinely feels like they're trapped in the wrong body? Did God make somebody that way? Is change even possible? Those are serious questions, and questions that, again, really do need to be answered. MD, any other light you'd want to share on why this film can help to address some of those kinds of issues?
Well, the film addresses these issues because we're not just about answering the question. We're about pointing to the source of all truth in Himself, in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and the message of the gospel and God's design that's found in the pages of Scripture. This is, you know, American Family Studios produced a movie a couple of years ago. It came out called The God Who Speaks, which was about the authority and reliability of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And the whole team, and in fact, the whole staff of AFA really saw this as the next step from building on that foundation of the Bible is true and authoritative. It is God's word. Okay. A lot of people can get behind that message. But then when you say, well, let's apply it to this issue of gender and sexuality, it's suddenly like, whoa, well, we don't want to get that specific with it. Mm-hmm. But you have to get that specific with it because God created us specifically. He created us men and women. He created us male and female. And even within the roles and identities and ideas that Paul lays out there in like Ephesians 5 and whatnot, is this idea that husbands and wives have these differing roles and duties within the home and within the church and all these kinds of things. And that's foundational in how God created us biologically. So even our obedience to God in many ways is tied to how God designed us intrinsically. And so it's important that we go back to God's design and intention, that we don't lose sight of God as creator, because God is the one who made us. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, there's beauty and there's freedom in that too. This mm-hmm. isn't just a rigid, oh, well, you have to do this. It's like when you follow God's design and when you follow God's plan for your life, there is hope, there is joy, there is freedom, there is excitement, there is exhilaration, and there is a feeling of actual contentedness, because the bottom line underneath so many hurting people is this feeling like, I don't feel like I fit. I don't feel like I have a purpose. And of course, the evolutionary paradigm is just being shoved down their throat that makes it seem like we're all purposeless. We're all just accidental. But the amazing thing about Scripture is that, no, God formed you in his mother, in your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. Like, you were created, intended by God with a purpose and a plan, and you have dignity and value because God created you, not because you accidentally came into being through some chemical process, but that's because right. God designed you. And so because of that, we can, so it's all about going back to the scripture and finding out that there is hope and joy in following God's plan for us.
That's right. And the Word of God tells us, speaking the truth in love. And of course, the fact is, it's loving people that it's in love that we speak the truth, because the reality is too many people try to ignore this truth, that sin will kill you. That's sin right. will destroy yep. you.
That's right.
And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And so one of the most loving things we can do is speak the truth in love to let people know Jesus is the answer to our struggles, our difficulties, and our problems. He's the answer to everything.
Yes.
And Jesus is the Word of God.
Amen.
And so again, to watch this movie for free, go to inhisimage.movie, again, inhisimage.movie. And in just a few moments, we're going to go into another break. And on the other side, we're going to talk more. I'm going to let MD tell us a little bit more about if people are wanting to get both the movie and the special edition DVD of In His Image. We'll talk about that. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're talking about the premiere of the movie In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. We'll be right back.
Feeling lonely, this world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. 'Cause all I know
is music of Toby Mac. I just need you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We have with us in studio today Buddy Smith, Executive Vice President of the American Family Association, and M.D. Perkins, who's a part of the staff of American Family Studios, as we talk about this very important premiere of the movie In His Image. And as we begin this last segment, I'm going to ask, M.D., would you talk to our listeners again? There's a special feature DVD that's available. And tell our listeners, if they want to get the movie and the special edition DVD, how could they do that?
Yeah.
And why do they need to get it as well?
So, of course, you know, today and ongoing at inhisimage.movie, the movie is available to play online to stream it through the website currently. But if you're interested, there is the option of getting the DVD. And so you can have it in your home or you can pass it off to a friend. And one of the interesting features that we've put into this DVD is there's all kinds of additional content. Now, the AFS team spent hours and we went all over the place filming additional interviews and all of this stuff. And so there's over 3 hours of additional content that deals with questions about the history of sex change, the history of sex change operations, should I attend a gay wedding, some pastoral questions like that, or what more does the Bible, how can we be confident that when the Bible talks about these issues of sexuality, that we're talking about the same thing and that we're understanding the Bible properly. Some of these kinds of questions are the kinds of things that we touch on in moments in the documentary, but you get the fuller kind of expanded answers from our contributors. And additionally, you know, the movie In His Image, it isn't just a bunch of information. Part of it is grounded in the testimonies of people who've been transformed. So you have four major testimonies there of people who've come out of both homosexuality and transgenderism and have seen the light of God's plan and been invigorated and filled with joy and hope because they've been set free by Christ. And so one of the interesting features that I love so much is that we pulled out those interviews and have them standalone there on that extra disc on the DVD so that people can show them in their church or show them to a friend, you know, pass it over so that you can watch Stephen Black's interview isolated by himself or Laura Perry or some of the other contributors so that you can see that and be blessed just by watching that by itself. So for a donation of any amount, you can donate there on the page at inhisimage.movie. And we'll be sending those DVDs out soon. And all the DVDs that are going out have that special, that extra disc of special feature content coming to you. But the movie itself, the movie by itself is available to stream right now on inhisimage.movie.
All right. Okay, then. And wanted to ask, too, if you'd share with our listeners about this. The AFA Journal has a special edition of it that focuses on In His Image, the movie. And it features American Family Studios, the documentary on biblical sexuality. Would you tell our listeners about and how they can get that as well?
Yeah, well, of course, the AFA Journal is the print publication of American Family Association. And if you already subscribe to that, perhaps you've noticed articles over the past 10 or so months with contributors to the documentary, men like Kevin DeYoung or women like Mary Cassian and Stephen Black, one of the testimonies in the documentary. All of those articles that were specially written by our amazing AFA Journal staff have been compiled into a special edition issue releasing, it's going out I think this month now. And I think people can also get a copy of that by just writing into the ministry or calling and saying that you want a copy.
That's right. And you can actually go online to afajournal.org, afajournal.org. And it is the November edition. Those are in the mail, as Michael pointed out. But you can also read it online right now. And while you're there, if you do not receive the AFA Journal, which we hope you would want to, there's a six-month trial subscription free that you can sign up for while you're at afajournal.org. But those articles are awesome, and they really do open up more windows with these writers and these people who are so gifted in their fields, whether they're preachers or teachers or doctors. They really do give us some valuable insights into this issue that really help to see it through a Christian worldview and understand it through a Christian worldview.
Yeah, and there's also a recommended bibliography on there, too, for people who want to dig in a little deeper on some of those specific questions. We give some good book recommendations on there as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, because in addition to these testimonies, some of these people who actually give their testimonies are now involved in full-time ministry, reaching out to those with just wonderful resources who are struggling in this arena. So this could also be a lifeline for you if you feel like you're needing to go deeper with some help from a ministry over gender and sexuality issues. All that contact information is there.
Okay. Thank you. You know, I think in part one additional way to describe the movie would be that it's a Holy Spirit weapon to do battle against the darkness surrounding sexuality and gender issues. And we need weapons like this, powerful weapons that'll help us. And I would encourage every pastor listening to get a copy, and leaders, but really every parent, every believer, because, again, these are issues that are just major issues in our culture today, issues where many people are stumbling and going through all sorts of struggles. And so, again, just to reemphasize what MD just mentioned, we're encouraging you to partner with us and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. Help us spread this powerful message by donating a gift of any amount and receive the 2-disc In His Image DVD set. You can share the feature-length documentary with friends and family and fellow church members and explore over 3 hours of special features on disc 2 that includes deleted scenes, extended interviews, and biblical answers to commonly asked questions. And your gifts help the American Family Association share the redemptive hope of the gospel presented in His image. Well, as our time is running towards an end, any additional thoughts specifically, Buddy, that you'd like to share about the film with our listeners?
Just to reiterate what we have already said, first, just please go and watch the movie. You'll be glad you did. There's just so much grace and so much truth from the Bible and from God Himself in this movie. And that's a starting place. The good news is, as we're taping this program, with the movie having only been released now for several hours, over 12,000 plays. So obviously, it's an issue that touches all of us, and it's so foundational. We've talked about earlier today about the sinful component of this, and again, we're just talking about such a foundational issue. Going back to Genesis chapter 3. I guess, Joseph, all of this, the film and everything we're trying to say here is just calling us back to God and to His Word, and to hopefully realize anew and afresh He just created us as male and female, and there's some wonderful, beautiful differences, not just anatomically and our differences, but this film explores some of the beauty of that, as Michael pointed it out. And thank you for this opportunity, our hat's off here to the producer and the directors and the writers. The AFS team just really captured our desire here at AFA to present this issue, to address the issue, first of all. We had to do a little praying over that, too. We were a little weak-kneed, I admit, to begin with. But the more we prayed, we heard God saying to us, this is for you to do. I want you to do this. And so we believe the result is something that represents what the church needs to be saying and doing about this critical issue right now.
Okay. Well, thank you again. And just again, to every single listener, just you can watch it for free. Go to inhisimage.movie to watch this powerful documentary, In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. MD, any final words you want to share with our listeners?
You know, we're talking a lot about what we hope that people get out of the movie. You know, we hope that you're strengthened, that you're encouraged, that you're given confidence and conviction and power. You know, I can say that happened for me as a filmmaker researching this. You know, if you submit yourself to God's word and you say that, no, God is the ultimate standard and authority. This isn't about me figuring out some kind of clever way to explain it. This is about God. And then once you start to read and understand the issues, and you listen to even people's stories and testimonies, even heartbreaking stories of abuse and pain that come from people's backgrounds that led them on paths to embrace wrongful identities and behaviors and whatnot, you are strengthened. You're strengthened to provide hope. You're strengthened to provide truth. You're strengthened to provide clarity. I know for myself, that has happened for me. You know, I get questions all the time about what did you learn in this? It's like, what did I not learn in this documentary? I mean, there's so many ways that I've been impacted and shaped. And I think truly conformed more into the image of Christ by having submitted myself to really dig in and understand these issues. And that's available to all of us. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit down and be a PhD and have read a whole mm-hmm. bunch of books to understand what God's Word teaches on this. And that's what we're trying to get across with this documentary. You can watch it. You can understand. You can understand what God's Word says about God's plan for gender and sexuality.
Amen. And, you know, I would say this, too, personally, after watching the movie. It's not an academic exercise. Mm-hmm. If you watch the movie, the Holy Spirit will speak powerfully to any and every person that watches Amen. It. So it'll bless you, it'll inform you, and it'll encourage you to be a vessel that the Spirit of God can use to reach out to those that are hurting. It's a weapon of love, a weapon of grace, and a weapon of mercy to a hurting world. Amen. So once again, if you'd like to watch the movie, go to inhisimage.movie. Again, inhisimage.movie. And again, if you'd like to get the two-disc In His Image DVD set, we encourage you to go online to do the same thing. Partner with us and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image as well. And help us spread this powerful message by donating a gift of any amount to AFA and receive the two-disc set. And you can share these and be a better equipped servant that the Lord can use as well. So, again, Buddy, thank you so much for being with
us
today.
Joseph.
And thank you, MD. And we want to encourage every listener, pray for God to bless this and to continue to use it. And pray that the Lord would help us to have wisdom to know how to use it, to spread the word more and more that this is a tool that the Spirit of God is using today to help point people in the right direction. And I think of this, you know, life is designed to be full of God. It's designed to be full of the Spirit of God. Yeah. And that's how we live in freedom. When we know God and we walk after God, sin puts us in bondage and sin destroys us.
That's
and so this is a wonderful tool that the Holy Spirit is using and will use mightily to touch lots and lots of lives. Father, again, we thank you again for the movie In His Image. Thank you for everyone that has watched it already. Thank you for many that will yet watch it in the coming days and weeks as well. Father, anoint the whole film and all the other portions of it with an even greater anointing and use it, Lord. We're believing, Lord, to use it to touch and save many, to touch and edify and encourage many, and to bless and build the kingdom of God and to speak truth and love to a world that desperately needs to hear. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Again, Buddy and MD, thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Once again, if you want to watch the documentary, go to inhisimage.movie. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.